Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams span out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulders telling you that this is just a game, this is just a waste of time, your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that's beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you've got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your favor. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Man, I'm insecure and I'm so unsure. My motives don't be the purest either. My little sister probably need me. I ain't been around and I ain't tried to lead her. Help me, Lord. I ain't ever had no daddy. Feel like a failing father. Trying to raise my family. I seen cancer take my lady's pops and he fought so hard. And we cried so hard. But sometimes life's so dark. But he told me, boy, you keep your head up. Never let up and never give up. And don't cry for me because I'ma live up in the sky. Let it all work out. That pain gon' make you stronger. That hurt gon' make you a leader. Don't let that make you a monster. In the middle of the darkest, hardest, heartless, tarnished, carnage. The master artist makes your mess a masterpiece regardless.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your favor. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize. Your eyes on the prize.
Pretty girls feel so ugly that they hate living. I seen rich men have everything but have no friends. I seen baby mamas put restraining orders on good fathers. I seen single mothers work three jobs while they still in college. 8 years getting 2 degrees, slaved away for a bachelor's. Then 8 more paying huge fees, still a slave to her masters. Feeling the weight, making a minimum wage. But at the end of the day, feeling so grateful. Bills still paid, so no room to complain. We all got deep wounds, ugly scars, black marks. Just left rehab, still got track marks. Let it all work out, and let the light shine through. Cause you can't be them, and they can't be you.
It's gonna work out, sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your face. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
That's all it is, man. Welcome to the grind, the realest show ever. Absolutely the show where we're going to say some things that are going to make some people mad. That's okay. We're going to say some things that are going to actually make some people glad. And we're going to say some things, guys, that are going to bridge some gaps, of course. And that's what we do on this show. We bridge gaps. So let's get the details out of the way, because if you want to dial in live to the grind and living color, guys, 646-668-2564. You get to call in, hit the number one, and you get to raise your hand, and we get to select you. You can come on, Mike, and actually speak internationally too. To anybody that you want to speak to, guys, on the topic that we're talking about, let's keep it in context of that, guys, and just be respectful of the time, man. But we love the fact that this is the people show, and we grind every single day. We give real insight needed daily. And I think, man, that's what we call the fresh manna, man. We call it fresh manna because every day is a brand new revelation of what's going on. Every day there's something different that happens in our lives. It's a matter of how we actually handle it. So what are we going to label today? We're going to label today, take it back Thursday, because some of you woke up this morning and you're real pissed off about something that's going on right now in your life. Some of you woke up this morning and you're happy because you're on track. But I'm talking to those of you that woke up this morning and you even went to bed last night. Hey, Sabrina, what's going on? You even went to bed last night and you were mad when you went to bed, even though you know that you're not supposed to go to bed mad. Man, I've been to bed mad before. This is the realest show ever. That's what happens, right? But what about those of you that woke up this morning? You woke up this morning and you were mad because you knew you had to get up and go do something that people dread every single day. Some of you had to get up and go to work. Some of you had to get up and go do some stuff that you didn't want to have to do today. You're having to put some things in place that you didn't think you would have ever had to put in place. Well, this is what I want you to do. This is Take It Back Thursday. So we want you to go. I want you to take it back, but you got to get in the right mindset first. Remember, it's not what you do in a lot of cases. It's how you do it. Think ahead. Run ahead and get ahead of everything and figure out, okay, how can I take my life back? This is Take It Back Thursday. So if it's Take It Back Thursday, man, and you know you got to go to work and you're sitting at work right now and there's that one employee that's ready to piss you off because they always come to your cube or they come to your office and they say something or do something that makes you mad because they really don't like you anyway. They just don't want you to know. Now, see, I'm not on this show to actually just talk about the negative. But guess what? There's a lot of negative crap out there that happens. And you got to be ready and know and willing and able to handle it, right? You got to know what's going on. You got to know that everything that happens to me happens for a reason, and when it's happening, I got to figure out what the lesson in this thing is, right? And how do I move forward in it? So just take the person at work right now that's getting ready to come in your queue, the person that's getting ready to come in your office, the person that's greeting you at the door when you get out of your vehicle. Think about that person, right? And when they actually say that thing or do that thing that pisses you off, as they historically do, right? When they do that thing, I want you to think about it. Before you react, before you royally curse them out, before you slap them in the back of the head, before you start plotting against them, I want you to think about, what is the lesson that I can learn from what's going on? What did this person just teach me? Because ignorance can teach you a lot, right? Ignorance can teach you a lot of things. So you just got to be willing to learn from it. You got to figure out what that lesson is. Now, do you actually react in that same manner, right? Do you actually react in that same manner? What's going on, Mike? I see you, brother. My nephew, man. What's going on, Mike? Appreciate, man. Love you, man. Appreciate you. What's that thing, man? What's that thing that pisses you off that the person going to work does to you, and now all of a sudden, now it's got you all messed up? You don't even want to eat the cheese sandwich that you bought for lunch, right? You don't even want to go to lunch because you all pissed off right now. Your whole day is messed up because somebody said something to you that you don't like. So now think about how you're going to process it. How am I going to use this thing? How am I going to internalize it to make me grow? How am I going to internalize it and make that thing like the women do? You give a woman a seed, she'll give you a baby. You give her a house, she'll give you a home, right? You give her some love, guys, and she'll give you a family. It's the way it happens, right? And that's a two-way street. So how are you going to take that seed, bad or good? How are you going to take that seed and push it around in there and then make it come back out either verbally or mentally to work in your favor? How is that going to happen? Take it back Thursday, man. Welcome to the grind, Pam McCray.
Great
Say
morning.
Say hello, everybody.
Great
She's a little
morning.
Late. She's
yeah,
a little
I'm
late
a little
this
late.
Morning.
A little late this morning, but great morning to everybody jumping on the grind this morning. I want to say hello. Happy Thursday. Yes, it is Take It Back Thursday to all of our call-in listeners, to everybody on Facebook, to everybody that's jumping on Instagram. I just want to say great morning. Yes.
Great morning. Great morning. We're talking about Take It Back Thursday because we live in a real life with real people.
Okay.
With real issues.
We sure do.
We're not sugarcoating anything on this show because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is the realest show ever.
Right.
And that's what we do. We want you to be able to start your day off. We want to help you get to that bridge. We want to help you cross that bridge. And we want to help you when you get to your destination. We talked about the start. We talked about the bridge yesterday on the last show, Pam, on Tuesday.
Right.
Right? And now we want to really talk about the destination because the destination is about what you did when you started and what you did when on the bridge. And now you're kind of where you want to be and what comes from there. So before we get into that, I mean, we're talking about Take It Back Thursday. There's some people on here that are going to work right now, and some people are already pissed off. Y'all see them?
They mad?
Y'all see
them?
No. I didn't say they were mad.
Oh.
I said no, because when you get mad, you make a decision, right?
Oh, okay.
Some of y'all are pissed off right now because you don't want to be going to work. You don't want to be looking at the same people every day,
right?
But we know that the J-O-B is a necessary evil. Some of y'all work in an office. Some of y'all work out, you know, out and about. But what do you want to say to the people today about Take It Back Thursday?
Well, you know what? I say that if you're that person out there that is feeling that way, when it comes time to Take It Back Thursday, you can kind
pray
of
about it, right?
No, no. That's the problem. You know, prayer with no action is not going to get you anywhere in life, right? Faith without works is
dead. See
what
your pastor say first.
So I say on this Take It Back Thursday, why don't we make a decision to take it back? Take back your life. Take back your goals. Take back your dreams. Take everything back. Because at the end of the day, you know, I was listening to something today, earlier, Bishop Jakes, of course, but I'm talking about that paradigm shift, okay, in your life. So what do you need to do in order to have that paradigm shift? Because when you have that shift, you make a decision that you're going to take it back and you're going to do what's necessary in order to move yourself forward. So on this Take It Back Thursday, right, on this Throwback Thursday, throw stuff back, get rid of whatever you need to get rid of, and now take back your life. That's what needs to happen. And at the end of the day, what does unfortunately happen is that people don't take back, you know, and I think that, of course, that has a lot to do with being at that bridge, knowing how to cross it, understanding that there's going to be some things that you got to go through in order to cross over that bridge. So, you know, where does a person start in order to take it back?
That's not it, what they're being told. See, now y'all got, this is what you got to pay your tithe, to pay your offering. Okay, get on church on Sunday. That's when you go to the altar. You don't have an altar call, right? And you need to go down to the altar and you need to go ahead and pray about that person, right? You just paid your tithes. Everything's up to date. God got his money. Even though you own everything, you just gave him his money back. So here we are, right? God, that's great that you do that. But here's the thing. We talked about last week, Pam, you just talked about a paradigm shift. When we talked about Tuesday, we talked about adjusting. Right. Adjusting real time, making those small adjustments in your life.
Improvise, adapt, overcome.
Right? That's what action is. You're acting on something, and you're not doing the same thing today that you did yesterday, right? So that's the small adjustments we're talking about making. We're not talking about waiting until Sunday morning because you got to go to the building where God is, even though we serve an omnipresent God. You got to go to that building because that's where God is. Let me stop. My mouth is real fresh this morning. So let me stop because somebody's going to get mad at me. Somebody's going to be praying for me this morning because they don't know. They don't understand my conversation.
Right.
But anyway, man, let me get off y'all church because I love church because I know the church is the body of Christ. That's everybody. Right.
Right.
So let me get off of that, man. Let me go on back to where we were, because this is Take It Back Thursday, and we're taking this thing back. And I took my life back
right.
a long time ago. Hey, how about you, Pam?
Oh, absolutely.
We're free.
We took it back.
We're free. It's not a mental
thing.
That's
the only
way
to get free. Is that we've got to take it back.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a mental thing.
Life is going to happen anyway. So just because you make a decision, you know, to take it back doesn't mean that everything's going to be, you know, hunky-dory. No, it means that you made up your mind, right? Made a decision you got mad and you said no longer. That's what taking it back is all about. Taking it back means that you're going to make a decision to
right.
do what's necessary in order to move yourself forward, in order to take yourself to the next level. And so when you understand that and you say, okay, just take it back Thursday, what do you need to take back in your life? What things need to shift? What things need to go? What things need to happen? You see, we talk about all these goals as we kick off, you know, new years, new months, new days and everything. And we got all of these goals and these dreams and these desires. You know, we got the vision boards and, you know, everything in front of us. We write it down. We speak the affirmations, all of that good stuff. But what are you doing? What is necessary for you to own those things? What is necessary? How many of y'all out there today on the grind want to own your day? How many of you just want to be free, time freedom? Because I can tell you that's one of the things that Nate and I, we fought for. We just wanted our day. We wanted to be able to do what we want to do, wake up how we want to wake up, go about our day doing the things that we desire to do, and literally just be free. And there's nothing like that. But the only way for you to be free in life is for you to make a decision. Take it back. Take it back. You already own it. You have every single thing you need already. We talk about it all the time. On the inside, right? You got to realize we were designed to create, okay? God didn't create the tables, the chairs, and everything else that we see around us. He gave us the tree in order to produce it. And so we got what we need on the inside to produce and to take things back in life.
You just need to know how to flip your buddy inside out.
Yes.
Pam's going to talk nice to y'all. I'm not going to talk that nice to y'all.
Well,
I'm not going to tell y'all. Pam's going to pump y'all up. Good. That's what she do. Come on, champ. Pump them up.
Chance
tell them they were created for greatness. You
they
know,
are.
You were created
greatness.
For greatness.
So walk in.
But some of y'all
greatness.
Ain't acting great right now. That's all I'm saying. Because you got that crap that you know you need to do and get done, but you haven't done it. And I'm not talking about what you need to do on your job. I'm not talking about, you know, you. Even it may be a promotion. Let's keep it in that realm. Maybe a promotion on your job. Some things that you wanted to do that you haven't done to stand out. And I believe that's the epitome of what life really is, living life, man. You got to stand out. You got to be that sea. You got to be that green sweater in a sea of black sweaters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to be able to notice you. If you don't make your mark, then guess what? Nobody notices you. You're just average. You never broke average because you're just like everybody else besides you. But what is the thing that God created you to do? And what actions you put in behind that thing to make it happen? Some of you didn't get started yet. Some of you didn't hear the shows we did talking about the start.
Okay.
Some of you
on.
Didn't hear the shows we did talking about the bridge.
That's
okay?
right.
All right.
But
go
now
ahead.
You talk about that mark. What about that person out there that just doesn't know how to make their mark?
They haven't spent time with themselves yet.
There
you haven't spent time with yourselves, and I like that. That's digging
That's
to it. Let's scratch the wound
yeah.
a little
yeah,
bit because, yeah.
Because I was that person. I didn't know how to make my mark. And that's why I asked you that. And you're right. You have to spend time with yourself. You got to spend time with yourself. You got to spend time with God listening so that you can hear and not just always speaking, asking for things. And that's true. When you begin to work on you, then you begin to understand what, you know, what your mark is and how to make your mark. And as you now begin to step out on faith, which means you're going to take some action, that's what it's all about. Now what's going to happen is everything that you desire, everything that you need, it's going to start to line up. Mm-hmm. But if we never move, if we never take that action, then what ends up happening is we never find ourselves going and advancing in life and instead and never really making our mark. And that's the reason why so many dreams and goals, the greatest place is the graveyard. Because so many people die with those dreams and those goals on the inside of them, right? Not realizing that that was the seed. The seeds are in here. We got everything. And we got to give birth to those seeds. We got to get up every day and culture them. We got to water them. We got to make sure that they plant it in the right grounds, in the right vehicles, in the right opportunities, in the right things that God is telling us to do. And now we get up and we work on us. That's the watering. That's the process. That's how you get that root system that we talk about all the time. And then you look up and things start to grow. You get your things start to branch off into different directions. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It starts with working on each and every one of us. We got to start with self.
Absolutely.
That's so where you it all begins.
Because we got the pen and paper and let's really talk about it. Let's get nitty gritty with this because guys, we're not topical on the show. You know, we want to give you guys the practicality of what you need to do to get where you need to be. And sometimes you have to back up a little bit in order to get started the right way. You got to back up and figure out where the wheel started to wobble and fix it. I'm not talking about where they fell off. Where did they start to wobble?
Right.
And once you find that, now you can fix that and move forward because some of you are just on this perpetual track and you're going round and round in circles doing the same thing all the time and you're expecting a result. And we know that that's what, fam?
Insanity.
It's insanity. So if you're doing the same thing all the time, man, you got to do something different. So
right.
We said something very, very profound in the beginning. As we said, that you have to spend some time with yourself, right? Now, I was reading a book the other day and it was talking about codependency. And the codependency that people have, you think that they're all in all, we'll just talk about one codependency. You think that people can't function without you. You think you have to help everybody. You think that you have to give input on everything. You think that you have to be there to hold people's hands because they can't. You just don't have faith that they're going to get it done for their life.
Mm.
So you create a codependency for that person, and now you can't keep track or even concentrate or even start on the things that you need to start on.
Wow.
Because you have to realize, guys, write this down. I was created to shine.
That's good.
You should write that down, put it on your mirror every morning. You should say, I was created to shine. And if you're going to shine, have you ever seen a diamond underground that shines?
Uh-uh.
No. You have to take that diamond out.
Right.
And you have to brush it off.
Right.
You have to polish it up.
Uh-huh.
And you have to actually put that diamond in something and show people, look at this diamond. That's you. But some of you guys have been on the ground so long because maybe you have a codependency. Maybe you're trying to do everything else for everyone else, but God has called you to shine. How do you get from underground to the top of the ground, right? So that means some of this is where you got to back up some, right? We say one of the hardest things for a train to do sometimes is back up, but it can do it, right? So you got to back up some, and you got to figure out when I went on the ground, if I even went on the ground, what happened when I went on the ground? Did I do what I was supposed to do? Because some of you are at that stage in life where you're saying, I think it's too late for me. I think it's too late. So that code of candidacy that you created for everybody else. You created codependencies, and now you're out there trying to help everybody else shine.
Right.
And you're not shining. And the best way that you can help anybody else shine, guys, is by figuring out how to make yourself shine. Now, some of you are going to say, well, that's selfish, man. That's selfish. I want to help a lot of people. I want people to love me. I want them to like me. I don't want to ever make nobody mad. I want to make sure that when I go to church, everybody, hey, Sister Jones. You know, everybody's, I see everybody, when you home,
talking
in a one-bedroom apartment with the lights off, and you have nothing to show for yourself.
Man.
Nothing. And now you've wasted all of this time trying to figure out, well, how do I make everybody else on the outside in happy, but you're living this morbid life of depression where you're not getting anything done for yourself, and you feel some kind of way about that, right? You feel some kind of way about it.
Wow.
So how do you tap into those inner skills to say, you know what, I need to figure out what's good for me? We talked about spending time with
yourself. Right. And you know, what you just stated, I can't relate all the way on that level, but I can relate to a great portion of that because I lived a good portion of that. And I can tell you it's not a good feeling. And what you have to do at some point in time is you got to take it back. Like, for real, you have to get yourself to the point to understand you can't please everybody. Everybody not going to like you. Everybody is not a part of you.
Say that again.
Everybody is not going to like you. Right? And you cannot make the world happy. You cannot be that one that tries to remain neutral and everything, and everything's just going to be okay, because what ends up happening is you start to get ran over. You start to get taken advantage of, and then you find yourself, just like Nate said, in a position where you're giving, you're doing for everybody else. And then you look up and you're like, well, what about the things that I need to accomplish? And so now you find yourself just spinning, you know, around in circles and circles, feeling like you're not accomplishing anything in life that's meant for you to accomplish. And the only way for you to change that is to take it back and to get selfish. Selfish. It's okay to get selfish, because the only way that you can give out of your overflow, and that's the problem. People like that try to give out of what we got that we need for ourselves, and you never allow yourself to grow, to become, to get in everything that you need, so that we're giving out of our overflow. We can't give out of the cup that we need for ourselves. We got to give out of our overflow. And so, therefore, you just got to stop and say enough is enough.
Say that again. You got to give out of what?
You got to give out of your overflow, because otherwise what will end up happening, if you give what you need, you're going to find yourself in a position where you feel depleted. You're going to find yourself in a position where you feel accomplished, no matter what's going on in your life. You're going to find yourself in a position saying, you know what, I'm not doing what I need to do, but I got to do this. I need to do this. And now you find yourself literally running frantic for your own life, but you out here solving everybody else's problem. It's time out for that. 2020 is about you making a decision to do what's necessary for you. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what other people say. Learn how to say no. I promise you, there is something about the power of no. And I used to practice it because I didn't know how to say no. I wanted everybody to be pleased. I wanted everybody to like Pam, because growing up, nobody really liked me. Right, I had the friends in the neighborhood. I salute East 38th Street, Patterson, New Jersey. They were all my brothers and my sisters. But a lot of times when I went to school, I wasn't the liked child. I was the little ugly duckling, you know, and all of that good stuff, you know. And so therefore, you know, I always wanted to try to please everybody, until one day, one person rubbed me the wrong way. And that was when I had to stand up for myself. And so sometimes we can bring those childhood experiences, the things that we've been through, into our adulthood, not realizing that they affect us. But the only way to fix that and to change that is to take it back. Realize that you got the power to fix it, and stop making excuses, because then those excuses will become your reality. And it's not a reality, because we got the power to change that thing.
So we always talk about the power of change. I'm glad you got on that, because we always talk about we have the power to fix it. I know we said before, but you have to ask yourself, do you have the power to fix it, right? Do you have the power to pull yourself out from underneath what you're under and start pulling yourself out and move forward? Some of you, that's where I was saying you got to back up at.
Mm-hmm.
You got to back up and figure out where the problem. Sometimes the problem is a person. Sometimes
right.
the problem are people. Sometimes the problem is a situation. Sometimes the problem is something that you're holding on to that you really need to let go of.
Right.
But you have to take that self-assessment, and you have to figure out what it is before you can move forward, because otherwise it's just a big fat pink elephant sitting in the room.
Right.
Right. So once you figure that out, guys, you got to figure out at this point, okay, I know what the problem is, so I know what I need to do to move forward. And there are so many people that will say, you know what, I'm going to strike out and do this thing on my own. And let me tell you something. We're not trying to turn you guys against people. Okay, what we're trying to do is help you understand and recapture your personal power.
Right. Okay?
Some of you are powerless in a relationship that you're in right now.
Mm.
Some of you are powerless on a job that you're on right now. There are other powerless situations. There's other situations you've given your power away on, because you control every aspect of what happens in your life.
Control to control.
Control to control. Mm-hmm. Your center, your root. Some of you think that, okay, I can't move forward because of this, this, and this. Well, whatever this, this, and this is, it's obviously on the outside looking in, and it's controlled you to the point to where you can't control your center. So Pam will tell you, I'm big on my personal freedom.
Right.
Okay. Very, very big. For any,
we
I don't
all
care.
Should be.
I don't, well, we all should be, and we understand that there are limits to everything, and there are things that are ethically right morally right. There are things that we should do. There's the truth and there's the absolute truth.
Right.
So we have to know the difference between the two. The truth is just the truth of what you feel is right. And that's up for debate in any given day, in any given moment. But absolute truth is what the truth that everybody deals with.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, it's universal.
Mm-hmm.
So those two are different. But your freedom and your personal power, guys, it's about your center. Your nucleus is where you work at. And you have to be careful who you let inside of that. And it's just like, Pam, the bridge that we talk about all the time. You got to be careful who you let on that bridge with you,
right,
because they'll be back there shaking and playing,
right,
and joking around and tearing it down, because now they've gotten jealous of what you're doing. So now they don't want you to do anything because they feel you're moving further than them. And all they really had to do was partner with you and you could have moved further together.
Right.
So you don't want that type person in your center. So you have to be very, your discernment has to be on 100.
Right.
Right. 110, 150, really, whatever number you want to take at the peak. You have to be able to know who's for you and who's not for you. And you have to be quick to make those adjustments.
Right.
For those people. We talked about that,
right,
on Tuesday.
Make adjustments. And
make those adjustments. That has to be quick
you,
to make adjustments.
You. Who's playing both sides?
Ooh,
right.
Who's playing both sides? You got to know who's for you and who's against you.
Right.
And you guys, it's a hard thing to do when you sit on the fence and you teeter-totter, right? You don't know if you're going left. You don't know if you're going right. And you ignore the voice that's inside of you telling you that's wrong. So, I mean, we've been through that.
Right.
We've been through, you know, feeling a sense of obligation to do certain things. And you're doing those things because, you know, you feel obligated to do them. And you don't know how people are going to take it if you do something else. Well, what speaks to your core?
Right.
What speaks to your center? Because if you've removed everything from your center, and nobody can get there unless you open the door and let them in, and then you have them sign a disclaimer that says, if I let you in, you have to realize that at any point in time, I can kick your butt out, okay, if you don't start doing right. So if we have that type of center, then you're free, and you go back to the absolute truth, and the truth, Pam will tell you, there's no situation that I can be in that I don't feel I can remove myself from.
Right.
You know, I don't care if I'm sitting somewhere and somebody starts to do something that I don't
like.
Like,
well, you can't. She'd be like, listen.
She'd be like, you can't.
Yes,
leave.
I can.
Well, you can't just leave. I said, watch me. And
okay.
I go, because if it's no longer feeding my spirit, then
that's
I don't
true.
Do it. Right. I'm
You're
not
right.
going to be a part of it. And I'm not that guy.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm
and
not that guy to keep
listen.
Up appearances. So you have to realize, man, that your center is important.
Yeah, right.
And if you're not listening to you, that's what we're talking about, your self-power, keeping all of that stuff intact, taking everything back, and understanding that, man, this is mine. This is mine. Now who? Because some of you are like, okay, I'm partnered doing this with people. I'm doing that. If you don't have any vision, we're going to all go back all the way to what Pam just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have, if you don't quite know who you are right now, if you don't quite know what you want in life, you don't have any goals, you don't know your purpose, you're not alone. There are a lot of people. Pam was telling you she was one of those people, right? There are a lot of people like that.
Right.
But here's what you have to do. You have to find a purpose, a goal, a vision
mm-hmm.
that you can buy into, right? Until, now this is the big part, right? This is the big part. You have to find a purpose, a goal, and a vision that you can tie into and go all in 100% with the help,
right,
push and drive it, right?
Right?
And then when you say that this feeds my spirit, this is who I am, this speaks to my heart, right? This speaks to me. I love this. I feel great when I'm a part of this. Not that I question certain things that are happening, but I feel great when I'm a part of this. It feeds me. When you're in that, the only thing left to do at this point is figure out how you can create a culture and a vision inside of it,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you create your space? How do you create your lane that you can move forward with it and help push the momentum in it, right?
Okay.
So here's the vision, and you're pushing it along with other people. You're pushing that vision, and every joint supplies. And you're saying, okay, I love Steve Harvey when he says, you know, you may be Steve, the country is a dead long. Right? He says you may be the best, you may fry chicken good.
Right.
You know, he said you may cook pies good. You know, you cook pies and fry chicken like nobody else fries chicken. You know, you cook pies like nobody else cook pies. He said, you know, he told the story about Marie Callender. I don't know if you know her story.
Yeah,
it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful.
Marie Callender was that young lady that somebody wanted some pie. She said, well, somebody was in the store. She was in a hamburger joint, right? And in the hamburger joint, they said, you know, I'm gonna bring some pie in and we're going to sell this pie. I can make good pies. Brought the pie in, people ate all the pie. She brought two pies the next day. Now the pie got in demand. Now people want slices of pie. She's making four pies. Now she's making a dozen pies. Now she's coming looking up. Now people want to take whole pies home. So now she started with what she was good at. And she figured out how to push that vision. And that's a great example because check this out. Now the hamburger dude that was selling hamburgers is no longer selling hamburgers. Now all he sells his joints, pies, right? So that's a prime example. But what do you do good that can help push this vision? You can't look. You got to till your own soil. You can't be looking left and right and say, well, dang, you know, her hair longer than mine. Oh, well, shoot. She talk better than I talk.
Right.
You know, oh, look, well, shoot. He looked more fit than I feel. Oh, man, well, look, dang, gone. He taller than I am. It doesn't matter. Where do you fit in?
Absolutely.
What can you do to add value to that vision?
Absolutely. That's real good because you understand the value of you. You know, when you start to look to the left and start to look to the right, you're paying attention to, you know, everything and everybody, and you forget about you and the power that we have and the fact that, you know, and I can go back, you're created for greatness. So, yes, you know, other people got other things going on, but at the end of the day, what about the value that you bring? What about the strength that you have? What about the talents and the gifts that you have? What about the greatness that you have on the inside that just might be laying dormant that you now need to activate? And so you got to understand each and every one of us have unique gifts. We all have a purpose. We all designed with individual fingerprints. So that means that we're somebody. So therefore, work on you. Don't try to be like somebody else instead of be like you, you know? And that's what the world is doing nowadays. So where people pay attention to this and that, half the stuff ain't even real, you know? But but you forget about the value that you bring.
That ain't real, no way. I was just looking at it.
The value that you bring.
They turn that camera off and they do something totally different.
Right. So be you and all you do. That's one of the things. If you be you and all that you do, but work on you every single day. Every day is not an option, so that you can really become and walk in the very things that God created you to do. And knowing that there's a certain group, there's a certain circle, there's a certain opportunity, something that is going to attach to your purpose. If you realize that you belong, if you realize that you got everything you need, if you realize the power within, instead of doubting, I used to doubt myself. Absolutely. Oh, no
Who
longer.
Who say that, though? Who say that, though? I hear you say a lot. You say you realize that you have everything that you need.
Right.
Now, I have some people in there. I joke. I say, you need to flip your butt inside out so you can see what it is.
Right.
But tell people how to get to, I mean, practically, let them know, because everybody says that to people. You'd be surprised at people that sit up in church or sit up in seminars and places and hear certain things, and they're all topical and they sound good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a clue as to how to get to them,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do people get to everything that they need? Because you say it's on the inside.
Right.
How do they get to it? Because we talk about it all the time. How do they get to it?
I mean, it goes back to self. It goes back to working on self. It really takes you have to take the time. For me, what I had to do when I was sitting there and I was, because I used to sit and I used to say, okay, I don't understand. I want to win at doing something. I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm afraid to talk to people. What's wrong? Why do I feel like I have no talents, no gifts? I have an incredible life, beautiful family, but why do I feel like this? And it wasn't until, honestly, for me, I had to begin to study more, all right? I had to first and foremost figure out who I was, okay, because I didn't know who I was. So that meant that I had to spiritually grow, okay, because I had heard the scriptures. I heard, you know, I knew I could quote them, all right? My mom and dad used to force us to come have Bible study, okay, you know, and everything. But I really was not understanding who I was, for real. Because when you begin to understand who you are, then you understand the power that you have. And it's a daily grind to really recognize who you are and to understand the power that you have and the growth and the things that you could become. So once I slowed down and I started to do that and I began to listen, then that's when God really began to speak
to
me.
Say it again. Say it.
I began to listen.
Say it
okay?
One more time.
I began to listen. Okay? Because many times in life we could be so busy doing this, doing that, wanting to help the world, wanting to change the world, wanting to please this person, please that person, to where we don't take the time to listen.
But what were they listening to? Who were they listening to?
They was listening to everybody else.
But then they took the time to listen. Who were they listening to?
Me? I was listening to the Holy Spirit.
Which is self, guys. When we
right,
talk about self. We're all spirit
right,
beings.
Right, absolutely. In order to fully understand and to engage and to know what my purpose was. You know, because it's nothing like wandering around in life and you buying into everybody else's dream and everybody else's purpose, and you're walking around and you don't even know your own. And so what happens is that you now can be, you know, tossed and turned in every direction because you don't know who you are. And so that's when things began to change in my life. And as I really went on the pursuit of knowing me and slowing down and listening and growing and making sure that I was doing some personal development every single day, to now listening to the things, but not just listening to the things, to actually act on the things, to put some things into action so that I can actually become these things. All right, because we can speak it all day long, but if we're not working towards becoming the things, it's to no avail. I could quote every scripture in the book, but you know what? I really didn't know what the scripture meant. I could say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, when you really sit back, we all can quote that scripture, right? But when you sit back, that scripture says, I can do all things. All things. I can do all things. So therefore, why do we walk around saying can't? Why do we walk around doubting? So when you really dig into it and you understand it for real, it gives you power. And so it doesn't mean that everything is just going to work out right away. But you now begin to believe the words that you're speaking. It's not just something coming out of your mouth, because it's getting deep down in you to where you say, I can. I can. So therefore, when the doubt and the negativity and the haters or whatever you want to call it start to come, and you try different things and you fail at it, the no's, everything starts to come, because it's going to happen, because it's a test. It's a test. The test comes so that we can understand the power that we got within us. The test comes so that we can understand the greatness and so that we can go through it. So now when they come in your way, because you now get that thing deep down in your soul, I can. I am possible. I can do all things. Then you don't worry about the challenges, because you understand it's a part of the process in order for God to be able to use you at the next level that he's going to take you to. You can't, if you never cross the bridge, because the destination means nothing. You got to cross the bridge. For
at least
real.
At least get on
because
the bridge.
That's where you become. Right.
At least get
on. It's the journey that matters.
Yeah. The bridge, the leap, whatever you want to call it, you at least have to take it. And, you know, when Pam talks about, you know, having the power, you know, God wants to use each and every one of us. We all have something on the inside because we're all created for something specific.
Right.
We just got a task of finding that thing, but God can't use an empty gun. Right, he can't use you on the battlefield if you have no shield, you have no sword.
Right,
so you have to figure out how you're going to fight. You have to figure out what are the weapons of my warfare. We know they're not chrome. Using that, you know, as an example, right?
Right,
you know, the bullets and the sword and the shield. The weapons of our warfare, you know, are of God. They're spiritual. So we fight those battles in the spiritual, and that's what we talk about, the mental so much, the mental and the spiritual, same thing.
Right.
We talk about that so much on the show, because I think it's not so much as what happens to us, because most certainly things are going to happen,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's how you handle what happens.
Right.
And you got the bullets that call for the gun, guys, that you need an empty gun. It's just a piece of metal. You can be somebody with it, but you can't use it for what it's intended for.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you're like a bullet. You're like a gun with no bullets if you don't know your purpose. Right. You're not being used what you were intended for. And
that's
you look
true.
A little crazy. Right.
Right.
It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. So once you figure that out and how you figure that out, right, how do you figure that out? It's not a matter of, okay, a lot of you that are listening to this right now, you're saying, I know that I need to figure out my purpose. But let's just get into it. How do you figure out your purpose? You have to spend time with yourself. You have to shut things out. You have to function, but you have to shut things out to a point to where I can hear. Pam said a key word, right? Listen. Listen. You have to listen to your spirit man, but you have to give your spirit man the opportunity to speak, because that's that voice that speaks to you louder than any other voice.
Right.
It leads you, it guides you.
That's discernment.
So, yeah, that's discernment. So when we're out here, guys, and we're spending time with ourselves, you know, we did a whole show on look, listen, learn, and lead,
mm-hmm.
right? Look, listen, learn, and then lead.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about, you know, in traditional leadership, we're talking about you have to look at your life first.
Your life, right.
Right? You have to learn, right? Learn the things that you need to learn to get you up off the couch, to get you from underneath the dirt, to get you to a point to where you figure, okay, I'm ready to move, right? And then you have to look, listen, learn it. Once you learn it, now you can lead yourself, because if you can't lead yourself,
and lead
you
nobody
certainly
else.
Can't lead yourself.
Right.
So right. Some of you are stepping out, and you're trying to lead other people to do things that you've never done.
Mm.
And it's just not possible. Well, it's hypocrisy. Let's just use the bad word. It's hypocrisy, right? When you're leading, you're trying to lead people into, if you've never, we say this so many times, because that's why you've got to follow a vision that's bigger than you, right? So many times we see people trying to help people make money, and you've never made any money before.
Mm.
You're telling people, well, I can help you make $1,000 a week. You've never done that before, so you don't know how to do it, right? So it's important that you attach yourself to people that have done that
right.
before, because they know how.
Right.
You can't tell somebody how to make a cake and you've never made a cake,
right?
You can follow the simple instructions, and guess what? You can tell the people, follow these simple instructions, because guess what? I've never done this before either. Transparency creates currency.
Right.
The currency is not always physical. The currency is not always financial. It's not always mental. Sometimes it's one of the three, but sometimes it's all three. So you say, you know what? I don't know. One of the most powerful statements that a person can make is to say, I don't know. I don't know.
You're right.
You say, I don't know. And then I got great at this. In corporate America, I was the best at this.
Really?
Somebody would ask me a question, I would say, if I didn't know, if I knew it, I would answer it. But I had to know it. I never faked the funk, right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's talking to me and they say something that I don't know, I'd be like, what's that mean? I need to know what that means, because I can't comprehend what you're saying, because you're using words that I don't know. I have no problem asking you what that means,
mm-hmm.
right? So in corporate America, somebody said, well, I need this, and I'd be like, you know, hold on. Ask me, can I do that? They're like, no. I said, I don't know how to do that, but give me 2 days, and I'll learn. I'll learn how to do it. Or somebody will ask me for something to answer. They'll call me on the phone. Do you know this? And this? I'll be like, no, hold on. I'll call you. Give me 15 minutes. I'll call you back with the answer. It was always, I don't know, but I'm going to get the answer.
Right.
Right? And I got the best at that, because I had great aptitude. Everybody has great aptitude. You just don't apply it.
Mm.
Right? Because you don't say, I know. I don't know. Everything is, I know, I know, I know, I know. I get on my son all the time. You know, he says, son, you know, you need to do this. I know. No, you don't, because you would have done it.
Right.
If you know. Right.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, hey, Jaden, put deodorant on. Okay, Dad, I know. No, you don't, because you're musky right now. You put some deodorant on, okay? Don't know. Say, it's okay to say that you don't know.
Right.
And that puts you in that. That's like fertile soil. Somebody can now teach you, man, and you get so much respect when you say you don't know something. It's great when you know it, right? But you're not accountable to know everything.
Right. And I think that people probably look at it as weakness. It's not weakness. It's power when you say that you don't know, and you need to ask a question. And I think that that's true. People try to fake the funk, And then what ends up happening is you're not being transparent. And now you're trying to pedal backwards when all you had to do was be transparent from the get-go. And now you can get to, number one, it gives peace, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right? And less tension, you know, right. When you're just upfront and just real, as opposed to trying to play the role and act like you know what you're doing. Like, I can remember one time, oh, my goodness, this was back in the day. My background is finance. Before real estate and before TLC, before stay at home mom and all that. But I remember getting a job. You remember I got a job at Husqvarna? OMG. You know, I was like the financial statement, person budgets, all that type of stuff. But I remember becoming a financial analyst. And I remember them putting me in this cube with all these Excel spreadsheets that was color-coded. And I sat there and I was like, what is this? And I remember telling Nate, because I knew I needed this job, but I promise you that I went up in there and finally I bailed out. I started immediately looking for something else because, you know, I was like, I don't know this, okay? And I don't even understand how the workings of all of this nonsense is with all these doggone pie charts and this and that. And literally, you know, I had to let them know I don't know this, but I had to quickly work my way out of that situation because, you know, it just wasn't good, and it didn't feel good. I was stressed out going into this place every single day, praying that they wouldn't, you know, ask me to do something. And because as I told them, you know, I don't know this, they wasn't really trying to tell me. They were just like, okay, you
well,
know, I need
job,
you to do this.
Hey,
yeah, I go to work every day, and they got all this stuff. I need you to produce this, produce that, and I'm sitting there like,
she would call me up like,
crazy.
How you do that?
I'm like, this is crazy. So it just brings our unwanted stress. That's for real. That's unnecessary if you just admit you don't know. But I never forget that job.
I remember that too.
Woo!
I remember that because I used to be like, can you get us one of them lawnmowers?
Right. Y'all know.
I'm trying to figure out how to do this work. You're talking about the lawnmower.
Okay.
But I don't know is a positive statement. You know, and I say my best friend is a bishop. Right,
yeah.
And he's a bishop, and he's one of the first Black Navy SEALs, right? So check out that combination, right? So when we talk, right, it's like he'll use words sometimes that I don't know. Sometimes they're biblical words that I'm like, okay, you know, because he reads the Bible way more than I do, right?
Whenever Nate talks to Jeff, his tone, I always know when he's talking to his best friend. Always, because the conversation, just the tone, they've got these voices that they got. That's hilarious.
But it's real. It's good. We're great friends.
It's a connection,
and we can talk to each other the way we want to talk to each other.
Right.
And it's like we grew up together.
Right.
Right. But when he starts to talk, when the conversation really gets deep, right, you know, we both got, you know, backgrounds in ministry, you know. We started out, you know, together doing certain things. Minister, I was a deacon, I was praise and worship leader, you know, I was, you know, the guy that me and Pam did the counseling.
Marriage,
we did the
ministry,
prayer before church,
singles
after
ministry.
Church, during
we
church. We did it. We was over singles and married ministry. So we did a lot of different things, right? So we were together doing all of that stuff. So I learned quite a bit. So we, over the years, we've had some very in-depth, I could say spiritual, but we have some very in-depth conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets good because he starts to use words. I'll be like, hey, well, what does that mean? He'll be like, well, you know, the propitiation for this. And I'll be like, what is propitiation? I don't know because I can't converse with you unless I can tell you when I don't know something.
Yeah.
Right. And it's funny because I heard T.D. Jakes talking to pastor's name, Hispanic guy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They were having an interview, and he
mm-hmm.
said, and
right.
you know, Pastor Jake said,
Pastor
Jake says, you know, this is funny because, you know, you guys are just really listening to the conversations that we have
mm-hmm.
normally when we talk to each other.
Right.
You know, and when I'm talking to you guys in a lot of cases, you know, I'm thinking about the conversations that I have with my best friend because we do have some very deep conversations to figure things out, you know, and figure out what's the root cause of this and how do you fix it and how do you ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So the I don't know, guys, is super, super powerful.
It is.
Because it puts you in a position to say, I don't know. And a lot of people don't understand when you're trying to figure out who you are and what your purpose is, then you have to try to figure out, okay, how do I learn? All right, I want to look, listen, learn, and lead. But what's the best way for me to learn? And we talked about that before, man. We talked about so many things on the show. But, you know, talking about how you learn, is it audio? Is it visual?
Right.
Is it you have to write it? For me, it's writing. How do you learn, Pam?
Right.
How do you learn the best? It's audio.
I learned from audio and from reading. So both ways.
So you're visual.
Yes.
So if you write it, you don't get it.
No. I have to write things down.
Okay. So you learn. How do you learn the best?
I learn the best by writing things down as I'm either listening or reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't just listen to an audio. I don't just read a book. I'm that person that I got to highlight and I got to take some notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I take the notes, it's something about, you know, when I begin to write that it really gets deep down in my spirit to
mm-hmm.
where I'm able to put it into action.
And it's
so,
the hand-eye, it's
yeah.
that hand-eye connection
yeah.
that you have, because I'm a hand-eye connection guy. So I have to write it or type it. And that's why you guys see me with paper and pen all the time, because if something hits me, it doesn't matter. I'm not writing it to reflect on it. I'm writing it because there's a connection there. If
right.
I write it, I can remember it better.
Right. That's
how do you learn?
Right.
How do you learn? Do you are you
some
an audio person? Yeah. Some people are
very
we call it Pictionary, but some people are very visual.
Right.
You know, they have some memory. Is
right.
Photographic memory.
Yeah, photographic. They just
yeah.
got it. Right.
Yeah.
Some people do have
that's
that.
Not
that's
not
me.
I remember face, but I'll forget your name in a heartbeat. And guess what? I
right.
didn't even say, hey, what's your name again?
Right.
Pam would be like, what's that name? I'd be like, I don't know. Hey, what's your name again? You know, because I don't know.
Right.
So I need to ask you
absolutely.
That question. So, guys,
that's
you know,
good.
Take it back Thursday. Trying to figure out how to take everything back, get it back on track, man. Spin it around and produce something good with it this time around, because you can start over right now. You can start a brand. I don't care if at the new year already started. You don't have to wait for 2021
right.
to start a brand new
every day
solution.
Is a new day.
Every day is a
every
new
day.
Every
day is a new day.
Just make
absolutely.
Up your mind. Just make up your mind that this is what I'm going to do today.
Awesome.
And I'm going to go to work. And I'm going to do my. If some of you work from home, and you still sitting there. Y'all going to laugh now. Some of you are at home, and you still sitting there with your pajamas on working, right? And that's cool and all, you know. But, and I heard something somebody said the other day. They said, it's not, I listen to a lot of audio too, guys, and Pam does too. But so it's not, you don't create your life. You create habits that create
your life. That's good.
So if you have bad habits, like if you don't get up in the morning and at a certain time and you know you're supposed to be to work, at 8 o'clock in the morning, you don't wake up until 7:15, so you half brush your teeth, you know, and you rush out of work and you get there late every day, but then you wake up and you do the same thing the next day. That's a habit.
Right,
you can't say that's just who I am.
You gotta change the habits. You gotta create
habits.
I heard
people on here, Pam, say, you know, I heard y'all say, and it's a great statement. It sounds good when you say, just be you. That's good. Just be you. Just be who you are. And I get that, okay? But sometimes who you are is not good enough for that situation, right? Sometimes
you gotta work on you, right?
Sometimes some of y'all, the person that you are right now, you don't need to let nobody see that person no more, right? You need to figure out. I get it. It's a profound statement to make. Just be you. That means don't try and be somebody else. But in the realm of God, we all emulate until we create.
Right.
We emulate until we create. All right.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. So there's people right now. There are people that I love, that I see, that I want, and I emulate not per se them, everything they do, their mannerisms, but I emulate them in some way, shape, form, or fashion until
mm-hmm.
I can create my own. And
there
I'm big on creating my own.
You have to. You got to create. But you're absolutely right. It's the habits that we do every single day that actually create our life. So what do we need to do in order to take back our life so that we can create the future? And it's going to start with the habits, the things that we do every day that now build upon, because that's the foundation that we create that's now going to create the ultimate life that we desire to live.
Take it back Thursday.
Send me a DM. All right, let's talk. It's doing something not correctly.
Man, we love y'all, man. We really do. We appreciate the fact that you guys jump on with us every
yes.
day, every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're actually changing the days of the show. starting next week. The days will be Tuesdays and Fridays. So we'll be able to get on there with you guys on Friday morning just before you start your weekend, and maybe y'all will be just
very
Long Talk Radio. We love you guys, man. We'll see you guys on the next
show. See you on Tuesday.
God bless y'all.
God bless y'all. Absolutely. We got one coming out.
I love that, man. You really see a person, you know what they